Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by my good friend Kent Steinbach, partner in ministry. And this is a daily devotion. And we are in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. I want you to know we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, Herb's house. And the title of this is Gentle Servant. And I want to read the verse. It's verse 7 in 1 Thessalonians 2. If you have your Bible, please follow along. But we prove to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Ken, as I read this, what flashes to my mind is, as we serve the Lord, it's not just what we do, but it's also how we do it. God is concerned not only with the method of our ministry, but the manner of it. And as Paul addresses the Thessalonians here, he reminds them of how it was when he was there with them. It's recorded in Acts chapter 17. Mm-hmm. And he reminds them that he was not like the false teachers who really dominated people and who were so directive with people that they manipulated people, controlled them. And Paul reminds them that the true servant of the Lord is gentle with the flock, that he treats them as sheep. They're not rhinoceroses or something like that. They are sheep, and a shepherd must be gentle with them. So he begins by saying, but we prove to be, and really it was obvious before their watching eyes that Paul and Silas and Timothy proved to be gentle among you. And this word gentle is a word that means mild. They were not scalding hot and demanding and intimidating with them, but they really, as it were, almost held them with an open hand. And he uses an analogy here, Kent, that every time I read this, I just think there could not be a more tender scene than this analogy that Paul uses. He says, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Kent, I mean, you have five children. I have four children. We have seen our wives care for our children as we go off to work. And we've seen them even nurse them, where the child is on the breast of the mother and there is the suckling of the breast. And sometimes the mother is cooing and sometimes even singing or humming to the child as she gives of herself, literally, of her milk to the child in such a soft and gentle way. And Paul says, you know that I was not running roughshod over you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't barking at you. Mm-hmm. That I was very gentle with you. Mm. And I was just like a nursing mother with you. I was soft. I was caring for you as a mother would her own children. And he says, I was this way among you. And the idea is I was in your midst. I was accessible to you. I wasn't distant. I wasn't removed. I wasn't above you. I was among you. Kent, this verse really speaks to the manner with which we need to serve others in the body of Christ, whether it be from the pulpit to the pew, wherever we find ourselves in the service of the Lord. This is an indispensable part of loving others. And in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, Paul says, love is patient, love is kind. That should mark our ministry. And without this kind of love, we're just a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. So, Kent, I want us to talk about this. And I think this is obviously challenging and convicting to us as men, because we live in a rough and tumble world where you have to be demanding with people. And I think there is a sense in carrying out business that you do have to be firm, and you do have to be strong, and in ministry as well at times, in the proper way, but not to the extent that we neglect this, that there is a soft side to us of gentleness and meekness. The third beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So, Kent, what comes to your mind as I've read this verse?
First of all, this example that Paul gives, I think for all of us, is just so clear
yeah.
of what he means.
Yeah.
I mean, how could he give us a better example?
Yeah.
And so my question would be, as you explain this, Steve, could you take it a step further and give us examples of maybe each of us as we live our lives as a layman, where we can apply this?
Yeah. I tell you what immediately first flashes to my mind is the example of Christ, and then we'll get to us. But Jesus made a distinction between how he spoke to the Pharisees.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And how he spoke to people in just everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus really did play hardball with the Pharisees. Woe unto you, you brood of vipers, you whitewashed sepulchers, because he held them to a higher level of accountability, because you know the truth and you have abused the truth. But to people in just everyday life, he was so gentle with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew when someone would reach out to touch the hem of his garment, and he would say to someone, go and sin no more, your sins are forgiven. And I think of the example of Christ, and little children would come and sit on his lap and suffer the little children to come unto me. That we need to have discernment in making a distinction here between those whom we actually rebuke sternly and those that we are long-suffering and patient with. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. The second is, as it relates to us, Kent, I know after church there are any number of people that come up to both of us and speak to us after a service, and we have to have discernment. And for the most part, as people may be even pouring out their heart to us, and that we've got to be gentle with them and encouraging and comforting to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those that I've had to learn how to be more direct, because I can detect that they're really almost playing a game here with me. But for the most part, I think most people are genuinely hurting, and they don't need a thump on the forehead.
Yeah, that's good.
They really need to be lifted up and encouraged, and not to have scalding hot water poured on them, but cool, refreshing water. And in Isaiah 42, it says that Jesus, He would not extinguish a burning candle, meaning the flickering flame of hope is all but extinguished in a person. He wouldn't just blow it out and leave them hopeless, and you wouldn't bruise a reed. Someone who's already somewhat hurt, now to bruise them even more. So this, I think, speaks to how we need to be with our spouse,
mm-hmm.
with our children, with grandchildren, with people in the church. So you asked me really big question.
That's a great answer. I like that.
What else comes to your mind, Kent?
Well, I would think, too, that is this not an example of our Lord with us?
Yeah, that's true. and how we want the Lord to deal with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Matthew 7, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Is this not how you would want others to approach you and be gentle with you? It is, Kent. I mean, if you saw something in me that needed correction, I would want you to be gentle with me. And so that's how I need to be with others.
You don't want to come in with a machine gun.
Yeah.
You know, just hammering.
Exactly.
Not Christ-like.
Exactly. So I really am grateful that you just brought that up. Just remember Matthew chapter 7, the golden rule. I think it's like verse 11. It could be verse 12. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
That's really good.
I want you to be gentle with me.
Yeah.
I need to be gentle with you first.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I hope that this devotion really addresses your heart in a way that is helpful. I know that it does because it's drawn from the Word of God. I hope that Kent and I have been able to articulate this somewhat and apply it in a way that will stimulate your pursuit of Christ-likeness. So let us be gentle servants as we minister to others this day. Well, God bless you. I cannot wait for our next opportunity to be together on Steadfast Hope.